The second half of Sefer Shmos, as you know, deals quite extensively with various details of the Mishkan and the Beis HaMikdash as well. The Torah tells us the very beginning of Parshas Truma, Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. The Rambam already comments that the Torah uses the term not Mishkan, but rather Mikdash, because this is a mitzvah which is enduring. And therefore the Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Chav, this is a mitzvah l'doros. A challenge that the Gaonim and the Rishonim faced very simply is as follows. That if you will tally all of the various mitzvos involved in building a Mishkan, in building a Beis HaMikdash, you will have scores of mitzvos, and no doubt you will exceed the cap of our Taryag mitzvos. And therefore, somehow it's necessary to consolidate in a Minyan HaMitzvos. How is it that one simply would enumerate all of the various obligations that are entailed in building a Mishkan, in constructing a Beis HaMikdash? The Rambam writes in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Chav that there is a single mitzvah. Vasli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham, the Rambam writes, one mitzvah, to be able to create a Mishkan, to build a Beis HaMikdash. And the Rambam writes, included in this mitzvah is not merely the structure of the Beis HaMikdash, but even the Klei HaMikdash as well. If you will ask me, what about the obligation of building a Mizbeach, or building a Shulchan, building a Menorah, building the Aron? All of that is subsumed under a single mitzvah, Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socham. The Ramban, not there, but the Ramban elsewhere, in Sefer Mitzvos and Mitzvah Lamed Gimel, is troubled by the following. Whenever you have components of a mitzvah, it's always a challenge as to whether they are to be counted individually or whether they're all to be subsumed under a single mitzvah. Let's assume, for example, that Dalid Minim, the mitzvah of Lulav, Esrog, Hadas, and Arava, one mitzvah, four different mitzvahs, they're clearly, the Rambam writes that that is considered to be a single mitzvah. What about when it comes, for example, to tefillin? There the Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos counts tefillin as two independent mitzvahs, the tefillah shel Rosh, followed by the tefillah shel Yad. That is mitzvah Yud Beis and mitzvah Yud Gimel, two independent mitzvahs regarding the mitzvah of tefillin. So if I were to ask you, what exactly is the difference between tefillin, which are two mitzvahs, as opposed to Dalid Minim, which is a single mitzvah, if we only had to distinguish between those two, the answer would be somewhat clear, and this is what the Rambam implies as well, very simply. A person does not have one of the elements of the mitzvah. He doesn't have an esrog, but he has a lulav, he has hadasim and haravos. What would you instruct that person to do? It's a mishnah. That the dalid minim shebelulav, the mishnah menachos tells us, are ma'akvin zezeh. There's no independent mitzvah of taking a lulav without an esrog. What happens if a person doesn't have a tefillah shel yad? He only has the tefillah shel Rosh. We wouldn't tell the person, do not don the tefillah shel Rosh. A person is obligated to wear the tefillah shel Rosh, the tefillin, are ein makvin zezeh. Tosfos writes in Brachos, the Samach Amud Beis, two brachos will be recited simply when you put on the tefillah shel Rosh. Tefillin ein ma'akvin. Dal minu shablulav ma'akvin zezeh. If that's true, you understand very well why the Rambam will count tefillin as two independent mitzvos. Dalid minim shebelulav is considered to be mitzvah achas. That is the structure of the Rambam. You know what's somewhat difficult is the following. But if you look and broaden out to other mitzvos, the Rambam does not seem at first glance to be fully consistent. What about when it comes to the mitzvah of tzitzis, the very next mitzvah in Sefer Mitzvos? Tzitzis is made up of tcheles and Lavan. We know that the Rambam paskins that Tcheles and Lavan are ein ma'akvin zezeh. If you don't have Tcheles, you still don Lavan. Yet the Rambam writes, Tcheles and Lavan are a single mitzvah, one mitzvah. What about a little bit earlier? The Rambam in Sefer Mitzvos in Mitzvah Yud, the mitzvah Kriyashma, uv'shofkecha uv'kumecha. Kriyashma shal arvis, Kriyashma shal shachas. The Rambam counts Kriyashma as a single mitzvah, one mitzvah. The Ramban also not there, but in the very end of Sefer Mitzvos, the Ramban writes, why is Kriyashma considered to be mitzvah achas? the Kriyashma Arvis and Kriyashma of Shachar certainly are Ein Maknin Zezeh. A person failed to daven Mariv, he wouldn't tell that individual, don't recite Kriyashma in the morning. And therefore, why is it that the Rambam writes that Kriyashma is considered to be a single mitzvah? That's what the Ramban grapples with. What, in fact, is the view of the Rambam? And then the Ramban goes a step further. What about when it comes to our case? It's necessary to construct a mizbeach and a shulchan, the kiyur, the aron. And let's assume you don't have a mizbeach. Let's assume, for example, that during the Nes of Hanukkah they didn't have the menorah. In such a case, they couldn't offer karbanos. Certainly the klei hamikdash are ein ma'akvin zeh ezeh. If you don't have one, you can still proceed with the avoda of the others. And therefore, isn't that similar to the case of tefillin, where it should be counted as two independent mitzvahs? That is the difficulty that the Ramban raises. What exactly is the factor? When do we assume it's considered to be mitzvahs? When do we assume it's considered to be two independent mitzvahs? And that's the objection of the Ramban. Asiyas hakelim, certainly independence. One kli is not necessary for the other, and therefore, how can it all be under one heading of Osle Mikdash v'shachanti v'selcham? That is the difficulty with the Rambam Shita. Here to explain the Rambam, one could argue as follows. Dalet minim shebelulav is a clear example. Me'akvin zeze. If you don't have a lulav, there's no mitzvah of esrog. Without an esrog, there's no mitzvah of taking the lulav. That clearly is an indicator that, in fact, it is considered to be mitzvah achas. And that is fully consistent in the Rambam's view. Whenever each and every component is essential in such a case, then it is one mitzvah. The difficulty is the flip side. What happens if ein ma'akvin? What happens if I will to argue that, you know what, even without, there is a kiyum ha-mitzvah? That one can understand in two very different ways. Sometimes that demonstrates independence. Independence, as in tefillin. They're two independent mitzvahs. But sometimes the fact that an element is not necessary b'dieved does not necessarily mean it's independent, but rather it means it's a dispensable aspect to the mitzvah. The Rambam writes, for example, that chalitza is a single mitzvah. The chalitza, the rekika, the spitting, the kriyas haparsha. Let's assume, for example, chalitza is done, and for whatever reason, the spitting does not take place. The Rambam writes that the rekika is not li'ikuva. It will not prevent the chalitza from taking hold. Does that mean rekika is an independent mitzvah? Certainly not. You would argue that that is a detail within the mitzvah, but true, it is not li'ikuva. The chalos, the mitzvah, can be fulfilled even without. And therefore, the Rambam has two different models. Sometimes, ein ma'akfin can be that the mitzvah b'shlemusa, in its pristine form, is to fulfill it in this way, but minimally, the mitzvah can be fulfilled even if a certain element is missing. That's clear from the Rambam, for example, when it comes to the case of tcheles. The Rambam did not understand that tcheles is an independent mitzvah, but tcheles is a detail of the mitzvah of tzitzis. You know, the Rambam's view, very unclear from the Gemara, of the chutei tzitzis, 8 strands, how many are lavan and how many are tcheles? What is the breakdown? Here you find 3 different possibilities. Rashi and Tosis assume an equal distribution. Half for lavan, half for tcheles. And the Rambam is another extreme. The Rambam writes that 7 out of the 8 are lavan, and only one, a psil, as the pasuk says, a single strand is considered to be that which is tcheles. Then it Siv points out, you know why that's true? Because the Rambam understood as follows, that the cheftze shel tzitzis is really lavan. But you know, the tzitzis don't just simply hang loosely. The mitzvah is to create chulios, krichos, to braid, to twist the tzitzis. And how is it that they are twisted? You know what the answer is? A psil tcheles. The pasuk dor ikesh upsalto. Twisting. No? And therefore, the Rambam's view is as follows. Tcheles is necessary simply as a detail to instruct us how it is that you tie the chutei lavan. So if I were to ask you, there are 2 different mitzvahs. One is the mitzvah of lavan, and the other is the mitzvah of tcheles. Tcheles is simply a detail teaching us how it is that you braid, that you fashion the tzitzis, which is lavan, and therefore clearly the Rambam will write that it's not an independent mitzvah. Ideally, the braids, the twist, should be made out of tcheles. If that is impossible, then you do so out of lavan. Rav Soloveitchik explained, even when it comes to Kriya Shema, there the Ramban writes, two separate mitzvos. What exactly is the relationship between Kriya Shema Shel Shachar and Kriya Shema Shel Arvis? These are two independent mitzvos. Rav Soloveitchik pointed out, if you look in the Rambam, it doesn't seem to be the case. The Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Kriya Shema, begins, Pamayim b'chol yom kornes Hashma. The mitzvah is to read Kriya Shema twice a day. Rav Soloveitchik was bothered. We know that one and one is two. If you're obligated to read Kriya Shema, uveshachpecha uvkumecha, we know that you're obligated to do so twice, but the Rambam reiterates several times, Pamayim b'chayom kornes Hashma. What exactly is that lesson of the Rambam? Why is it that Kriya Shema has to be recited twice each and every day? Rav Soloveitchik stated the following chiddush with many rayas, the theme for a separate shiur, and that is, you know, Kriya Shema is Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim. If you were to ask me, Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim, how important is that? When is Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim relevant? Would the answer be, you know what, for 3 minutes in the morning and 3 minutes at night, that's the extent of Kabbalah Samalchu Shamayim? Soloveitchik suggested that, you know, Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim in principle should be a mitzvah tmidis. That should be an open-ended, an ongoing mitzvah. A person always should be makabel of Malchus Shemayim. The kiyum of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim really is kol hayom. In practical terms, what exactly does that mean? So constantly, throughout the entire day, a person should recite the Shema. You know what the answer is? Bookends. Uveshachpecha uvkumecha. The moment you awake, Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. Right before you go to sleep, Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. The entire day is framed by Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. And therefore, that is only possible if you have Kriya Shema Pamayim B'chol Yom, Koronis Hashma. Rav Soloveitchik went to the extent of arguing if a person doesn't recite Kriya Shema at night, we'll still instruct that person to recite Kriya Shema the next morning, but it is an incomplete kiyum hamitzvah of Kriya Shema Shel Shachar. Pamayim b'chol yom koren es hashma. That is the nature of Kabbalah Samalchus Shemayim. Its kiyum is one which is lasting. Rav Soloveitchik commented, you know, that the Rambam, sometimes it goes unnoticed. Before the Rambam begins his series of halachos, the Rambam will quote a pasuk that is supposed to capture the very nature, the essence of these halachos. You look immediately before Hilchos Kriya Shema. How does the Rambam tell us his synopsis of these halachos? The Rambam quotes the pasuk, Ma ahavti torasecha, kol hayom hisichasi. It's the pasuk the Rambam chooses. Kriya Shema, kol hayom hisichasi. That's a kiyum nishefes. That is something that in principle is relevant at this moment, not just simply last night or in the morning. And therefore, you understand very well. They are linked to mitzvos, even though they're ein ma'akvin zezeh, and that's why the Rambam will count Kriya Shema as a single mitzvah. And that's why the Rambam reiterates, pamayim b'chol yom karnes hashma. It's not enough to read Kriya Shema during the night and in the morning, but rather pamayim b'chol yom. And perhaps an additional point that the Rav added, that there are many mitzvos that are dependent on day and night. Not so unusual. But Kriya Shema is unique. It's not dependent on day versus night, but it's dependent on Zman Shchiva and Zman Kima. Why should that be true? Why isn't that like other mitzvos where some apply during the day and some apply during the night and some apply both during the day and night as well? And the answer is Kol Hayom Hisichasi. The moment you get up, not a few minutes before Shkia, a person will recite Kriya Shema, but no, Uvshach Bacha Uvkumecha, in order to frame the entire day as one of Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim. So therefore, it's true, Ein Makfin Zezeh, but in order to demonstrate that this is a mitzvah b'shlemusa, Kriya Shema Shel Shachar, Kriya Shema Shel Arvis, the Rambam counts this against the Ramban as a single mitzvah. The same is true when it comes to Vasli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Socha. That is absolutely correct. If you don't have a menorah, we will not halt the avoda, But we will tell you, offer karbanos. There's still a mitzvah of lechem hapanim. There's still a mitzvah of ktores. Certainly, ein matvin zeze. But the kelim are interrelated. No, that in order to have the mitzvah b'shlimusa, avosli mikdash b'shachanti b'sofam, you have to have a home which is furnished in its entirety. And it's true. If a room is empty, you can still utilize the remaining rooms, but nonetheless, the house as a whole, right, is not fully furnished, and therefore not independent mitzvahs, but rather a single mitzvah. Avosli mikdash v'shachanti b'sochem. That is the sheet of the Rambam. One mitzvah, a mitzvah to construct the broader structure of Mishkan Beis Hamikdash, but the kelim are also included as well. As mentioned, the Ramban, not there, but the Ramban in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel disagrees and maintains that kelim are not part. Avosli mikdash v'shachanti b'selchem. In principle, kelim are independent. So the Ramban is quite troubled. If that's true, so I'll count every kli as a separate mitzvah, making the kiyor and the shulchan and the aron and the mizbeach, the menorah. You will have so many mitzvahs. The Ramban also is concerned not to exceed Rabbi Simlai's cap of taryag mitzvahs. So the Ramban gives a very different reason. I agree with the Ramban that you do not count Asiyas HaKelim independently. Not because it's subsumed under the broadest heading of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sofam, but rather for a very different reason. The Ramban writes, in Sefer HaMitzvos you only count a mitzvah, but you do not count a Hechsher mitzvah. Anything which is merely a preparatory stage, that is not counted at all. You know why the Ramban mentions this Chiddush in Mitzvah Lamed Gimel? Mitzvah Lamed Gimel is the mitzvah of Big Day Kohuna. The Rambam writes there's a mitzvah for the Kohen to don Big Day Kohuna. The Rambam disagrees. That's not an independent mitzvah. There's a mitzvah of Avoda. And the Kohen has to do the Avoda. And the Gemara writes in Zvachim Daf Yud Zayin, Bizman Shebigdeinu Ne'elim Kunasin Aleihem. If the Kohen doesn't wear the Big Day Kohuna, he cannot do Avoda. And therefore, a precondition of Avoda is that the Kohen properly wear a Big Day Kuna. That is not a mitzvah, but rather that is a Hechsher mitzvah. And the Ramban writes, I am not going to count a Hechsher mitzvah as one of the Tariq mitzvahs. And the Ramban writes that just as that's true when it comes to Levisha's Big Day Kuna, the same is true when it comes to Kalim. Why is it necessary to create a menorah for the mitzvah of Hadlakas Haneros? Why is it necessary to create a shulchan for the mitzvah of lechem hapanim? Creating the necessary vessel, the kli, that is simply a hechsher mitzvah. And the Ramban writes that I am not going to count a hechsher mitzvah independently. So both the Rambam and the Ramban agree we do not count the kelim independently, but for very different reasons. According to the Rambam, it's part of osli mikdash v'shachanti v'selcham. According to the Ramban, that is not true. It is a hechsher mitzvah to the mitzvah of Avoda. Here I'll tell you the following. This Rambam in the Ramban perhaps is beautifully, beautifully l'shitase. If I were to ask you, in two words, how is it that you would describe the essence of the Mishkan? What is the focus of the Beis HaMikdash? I would suggest that the Rambam and the Ramban would answer that question in very different ways. What is the essence of the Beis HaMikdash according to the Rambam? You know what the answer is? A Beis Avoda. If you look in the Rambam, in the very beginning of Hilchos Beis HaBechira, you look in the Rambam in Sefer HaMitzvos and Mitzvah Chav, the Rambam writes the mitzvah is to construct a Beis Avoda, a place of Avodas Hashem. The Ramban, in the very beginning of Parshas Truma, gives a very different understanding of what the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash is supposed to represent. The Ramban writes that we were zochet to receive the Torah Hashem, Mamar Har Sinai. It was an intense time of Hashras Hashchina. And Kadosh Baruch Hu desired that the Hashras Hashchina that was present at Mamar Har Sinai be captured and preserved Ladoros. And therefore, how does that manifest itself? How is that that we can preserve the Hashras Hashina of Mamad Har Sinai? The answer the Ramban gives is Vosli Mikdash, V'shachanti B'Solchem. And therefore the Ramban writes that the same terminology that is used to describe Hashras Hashina Mamad Har Sinai is also depicted when it comes to the Mishkan, Uchvod Hashem Malayas HaMishkan. In a word, according to the Ramban, the essence of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash is not a Beis Avoda, but a Beis Hashchina, a Beis Hashchina. That is the Shitasa. If I were to ask you, what is the role of the Kelim? Well, according to the Rambam, the essence of the Beis HaMikdash is a Beis Avoda. So doesn't it make perfect sense that the Rambam would write that all of the kelim that are necessary for avoda are part of the mitzvah of osli mikdash v'shachanti b'solchem? The purpose of the Beis HaMikdash is avoda Hashem, so therefore the clay avoda is irrelevant too. It's separate from? Of course not. That is part of the mitzvah. But according to the view of the Ramban, a Beis Hashchina, one couldn't envision the Beis Hashchina without the menorah, without the Mizbeach, without the Kiyor, and therefore the Ramban writes that Kelim is not part of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solcham. Why is it that I do not count them? The answer is because it is part of the mitzvahs, Avoda. That is the Kiddush of the Ramban Shita. And therefore the Ramban writes a Hechshir Avoda. The Rambam writes that no, it is part of Osli Mikdash, Vishachanti B'Solcham. There's even a further machlokis between the Rambam and the Ramban that also fits in quite beautifully. If you look in the end of Sefer HaMitzvos, it's found in what the Ramban terms Mitzvos Sheshachach Harav, the mitzvos that the Rambam forgot to count, Mitzvos Losa Se Gimel. The Ramban writes that the Torah tells us the Seder Hanochas Kelim. What is the order that the Kelim are to be positioned in the Mishkan and in the Beis HaMikdash? What is the Seder Hanochas Kelim? The Ramban writes that the Rambam fails to count that in Minyan HaMitzvos. You know what the answer is? According to the Rambam, there's a mitzvah of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solcham. That includes Kelim as well. The detail of which Kelim come first, what is the Seder Hanochas? According to the view of the Rambam, that's not an independent mitzvah. Those are details of the construction of the Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash. All of that is part of Osli Mikdash, V'Shachanti B'Solcham. According to the view of the Rambam, that Kelim are not included, so therefore, what about the mitzvah the Torah gives us of the sequence, the series of Hanachas Kelim? That, the Rambam writes, is in fact a separate mitzvah. But according to the Rambam, it's all part of Vosli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solcham. One perhaps could argue even a step further. And that is the fact that the Torah has a Seder Hanacha. This is the proper order of the Kelim of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, a Seder. You know what? Perhaps the Rambam would argue that indicates that there is a mitzvah. Every mitzvah has a Seder. Now, the fact that the Torah says that the sequence is critical, that perhaps is an indication that it is in fact a mitzvah, not just simply a hechsher mitzvah itself. The Rambam writes there is a mitzvah bigdei kuhuna. Levishas bigdei kuhuna is not just a hechsher mitzvah, but rather it's a mitzvah. And the Rambam writes in Perek Yud Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, Ketzad Seder Levishas Begadim. What is the Seder of the Hanachas HaKelim? What is the Seder? What does the Kohen put on first, second, third, fourth? Because there is a mitzvah, there is a Seder to the mitzvah. And that is exactly the view then of the Rambam as well regarding the Kelim themselves. So two very different views. According to the Rambam, Kelim, part of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti V'Solcham, according to the Ramban, not true, it's a Hechsher Avoda. A difficulty that the Ramban acknowledges. The purpose of the Mizbeach, it's a Hechsher Mitzvah for Karbonos. The purpose of the Shulchan, a Hechsher Mitzvah for Lechem HaPanim. V'asu Aron, construct an Aron, a Hechsher Mitzvah for... That's the Ramban's difficulty. all the other kelim are defined in terms of a particular avoda. You'll ask me, why is it necessary to have a menorah? The mitzvah of hadlokas and eros. Why is it that it's necessary to have an aron? Why is the aron so critical? The aron cannot be defined in terms of any avoda. Even in Bayis Sheni, when as the Rambam writes, the aron was not present in the Kodesh HaKadoshim, but the avoda still continued. You cannot define the role of the aron in terms of any avoda. So according to the Rambam, I understand very well, but it's part of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Sofam. But according to the Ramban, that you don't count the kelim independently because it is a hechsher avoda, how is it that aron, v'osu aron, is a hechsher avoda? So you know what the Ramban writes? I agree. There is one additional mitzvah, v'osu aron. The Ramban writes that asiyas aron, that is a mitzvah. All the other kelim are only a hechsher mitzvah. Erecting, creating the aron, that is an independent mitzvah, va'osu aron, because that cannot be defined in terms of any particular avoda. That's the chiddush that the Ramban writes. All other kelim, that's subsumed under avoda, not the aron. Va'osu aron is considered to be an independent mitzvah. That is the further chiddush of the Ramban. If you look in the Ramban in Parshas Truma, the Ramban points out a further difference. Aron is different from all the other kelim, because all the other kelim is only a hechsher avoda. Aron is considered to be an independent mitzvah. And then the Ramban goes a step further, not in Sefer HaMitzvos, but the Ramban in Parshas Truma, and underscores the following. The Ramban writes that it is not at all unusual that sometimes the Torah will tell us that there is a mitzvah rendered in the singular, b'lashon yachid, and sometimes a mitzvah is given to us b'lashon rabim. And what exactly is the difference between singular as opposed to the plural? So Chazal often, our Doresh, as follows, that plural, the many, that is a mitzvah incumbent upon the masses, the many, kol echad b'echad. Everyone is obligated to perform that particular mitzvah. So for example, when it comes to the obligation of lulav and esrog, ulekachtem lachem, you in the plural must take, doesn't the Gemara write, in Sukkot Daf Mem Aleph, shetei lekicha, biyad kol echad v'echad. Everyone has to take the Dalet meaning. And Tosfos just explains, because the Pasuk says, ulekachtem v'lo ksiv, ulekachta. Tosfos is explicit. The top of Mem Aleph, Amud Beis. Tem b'lashon rabbi means, kol echad v'echad. The sugya menachos, and Daf Samachem, Amud Beis, usvartem lachem, Sphere lechol echad v'echad. Everyone is obligated to count the years, the days of the Omer. Tosus raises just the following comment. And what about the years of the Yovel? What about the years of the Yovel? V'safarta lecha, b'loshin yachid. Not everyone is obligated to count the years of the Yovel. What does lecha mean? You as a whole. Tosus writes, it means you collectively. What does that mean? Tosus writes, in Ksuvah Daf Ayin Beis, the Menachos Naf Samachay, that every year the Sanhedrin convenes and they recite a bracha and they count the year of the Yovel. That's Tosfos HaSkiddush, right? The Sanhedrin. Whenever the Torah speaks about you collectively, it means they're representative of Knesset Yisrael. Sanhedrin, Bezdin. When the Torah speaks you in the plural, it means each and every one of us. In fact, that very dot, Menachos Daf Samachay, the Gemara points out Sfiras Somers mentioned twice in Chumash. It's mentioned in Parshas Emor Usvartam Lachem, and in Parshas Re'eh, Shiva Shavuos Tisfalach, the Lashon Yachid. And the Gemara is quite bothered. Why Lashon Rabim and Lashon Yachid? The Gemara answers, that must mean that in a certain sense, even though Sfiras Omer is fulfilled by each and every one of us, but it is also dependent on the Sanhedrin. It's also a Sfira HaTzluyi BeBezdin. And how is that possible? That's exactly one of the proofs the Gemara puts forth, that Machras HaShabbos does not mean Sunday, but Machras HaShabbos means the day after Yom Tov Rishon, the day after Pesach. And how do we know what day is the day after Pesach? The answer is because Bezdin will be Mekadesh the Chodesh, and they will tell us when Yontif falls, and they will trigger the counting of the Sfira Sa'omer. The Gemara writes, a Sfira HaTzluyi de Bezdin, that is Shiva Shavuos Tisperloch. If you look in the Sifri in Parshas Re'eh, the Sifri writes a fascinating Chiddush, our Girsan Sifri, there are two mitzvahs of Sfira Sa'omer. one incumbent upon each individual, and the second, which is an obligation upon the Sanhedrin. The Omer is counted twice. Once by us, once by the Sanhedrin. Why exactly is that necessary? Apparently as follows. What is the purpose of the mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer? Well, on the one hand, there's a separate, independent mitzvah of Sfiras HaOmer. But you know, there's another element to Sfiras HaOmer. Every Yontif Netorah is rooted to a calendar date, with the exception, of course, of Shavuos. Shavuos is not based on a calendar date. When is the onset of Shavuos? When the Sanhedrin is Mekadesh, the Yontif of Shavuos. How is that done? You know what the answer is? Tisprou Chamishim Yom. The Sfiras HaOmer is necessary in order to establish the Yontif of Shavuos. So there are two halves to Sfiras HaOmer, to be Koveya Chag HaShavuos, and a mitzvah sphere, the Sifri writes, there are two mitzvahs of Sfiras HaOmer. One incumbent upon individuals, Usvartan Lachem, and a mitzvah which is incumbent upon Bezdin, and that is Shiva Shavuos, Tisvalach. There are many such examples of Lashon Yachid versus Lashon Rabbi. The Ramban points out in Parshas Truma that this is also uniquely true when it comes to Aram. Regarding all other of the Klei HaMikdash, the Torah tells us the Asisa, Lashon Yachid. And yet here when it comes to Aram, here the Torah tells us V'asu Aram, Lashon Rabbi. Why exactly is that true? The Ramban explains as follows. All of the other Kalim, what is its purpose? To see to it that the avodah is performed in the Beis HaMikdash, whose obligation is that? An individual obligation? No. Bnei Yisrael as a whole has to see to it that you have a menorah and that you have a shulchan and you have the kiur, you have the mizbeach. Collectively, we are responsible to see to it that whatever is necessary for the avodah will take place. What about when it comes to Aron? There the Ramban so beautifully writes the name of the Medrash. The Aron represents the primacy of the Torah Sashem. The primacy of the Torah Sashem. That is not a chovas hatzibur. That is a mitzvah incumbent upon each and every individual. V'osu Aron. The Ramban writes the name of the Medrash that Yovo Kulam V'yasku Ba'aron Kedei Shiyizku Kulam LaTorah. The Ramban writes, everyone has to participate in Asiyas Aron. And that's why the Pasuk says, Va'asu Aron. And the Ramban goes to the next step. How does everyone participate in Asiyas Aron? How does everyone do that? The Ramban mentions three possibilities. One possibility is the following. Shiyazar lebitzalel ezer ma'at. There were certain individuals who were able to hands-on help Bitzalel crafting the Aron. And there were others, shiisnadvu, that they were able to donate the gold in order to create the Aron. And the Ramban writes category three, shiichavnu ledavar, one's mindset. Now that their intent was to link to the Torah Hashem. We're presently building a new shul, Ezra Hashem, in Pesach. So we also have three different types of palavatu. Those who are very hands-on and those she is nadvu. Category three, she yechavnu ledover, the mindset of participating in the building campaign. But the Ramban writes, that's v'aron, v'osu aron, that everyone participates in that sense, v'osu aron. Fascinating kiddush that the Ramban writes. Here one could go a step further. V'aron then apparently has two very different roles. One role of the Aron is that the Aron is one of the Kelim of the Mishkan, one of the Kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's a kli, just like the Shulchan, just like the Mizbeach. True, not necessary for Avodah, but nonetheless, if I were to ask you, what are the Klei HaMishkan? Aron certainly would be among them. But you know what? Aron has a second role as well. Independent of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. How do we know that that's true? The Torah tells us later in Parshas Eker, Moshe Rabbeinu comes down from Har Sinai with luchos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu commands Moshe Rabbeinu to construct an Aron. As of yet, there was no mitzvah of Osli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Solcham, no Mishkan, no Beis HaMikdash, but Moshe Rabbeinu was told, you have to build an Aron. Why? Because a primary role of the Aron is simply to house and to preserve Shmiras HaLuchos. The Luchos are necessary. And therefore, even if there would never have been a Tzivui, Avasli Mikdash V'Shachanti B'Selfam, an Aron is critical. It's necessary to house the Luchos. And these are two halachos, two different aspects, two dimensions to the Aron. On the one hand, Aron has an independent function, and that is housing the luchos, shmiras haluchos. On the other hand, the Aron is necessary, it's part of the necessary kelim of the Beis HaMikdash itself. Two very different halachos when it comes to Aron. The Aron was made up of two different materials. The Aron was made up of atzei shitim. The Aron was also made up, as you know, of zahav. So if I were to ask you, why was that? What exactly was that distinction, the role of the atzei shitim and the role of the zahav? Perhaps one could suggest the following possibility, and that is that, you know, the role of zahav, that's not unique to the Aron. The Mizbach HaKtores is Zahav, the Shulchan is Zahav, the Menorah is Zahav. Zahav represents the beauty, the splendor, the radiance, the Kavod, the Tiferes of the Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash. And therefore, of course, it's not surprising that the Aron should be made up of Zahav. And what is the role of the Atzei Shittim, the Aron Eitz? There one could suggest very simply, that is indicative of the first purpose of the Aron. There's a role to the Aron independent of Mishkan, Beis HaMikdash, simply to house the Luchos. And that is the role of the Atzei Shittim of the Aron. Why would I suggest that that's true? That the Atzei Shittim, that purpose is housing the Luchos, and the Zahav, it is the Kavod, the Tiferes of all of the Klei HaMishkan? Perhaps the indicator is simply this. When you look in Parshas Ekev, and Moshe Rabbeinu is commanded to construct an Aron. What was that Aron made out of? The Torah tells us explicitly, that was an Aron Eitz. There was no Zahav. There was no Zahav of Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu. That was the element of the Aron independent of Mishkan, independent of Beis HaMikdash, and therefore that is the Aron Eitz. It's necessary to reflect the primacy of the Torah Hashem, to preserve the Luchos. That is something which is critical. So two different materials to the Aron, two different halachos of the Aron, Shmiras HaLuchos, and also the Kavod, the Tiferes, the beauty, the splendor, the radiance of the Mikdash Hashem. And that is implied by the Zahav. Step further. Aron is Va'asu. That's an obligation incumbent upon each and every one of us. If I were to suggest that there is that dichotomy, two halachos of Aron, the primacy of the Torah Hashem, and then the role of the Aron in terms of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, which element would you think is a chiyuv incumbent upon each and every one of us? And which is a chovas hatzibur? Which element is simply just part of the Mishkan, part of the Beis HaMikdash to see to it that the avoda or the Beis HaMikdash are able to function properly? Right, so perhaps again, that v'osu aron, our obligation, a mitzvah kolecha b'yechad, as the Ramban writes, that's the primacy of the Torah Hashem. That's reminiscent of the aron of Moshe Rabbeinu. That's the Aron Eitz. The element of the Zahav, right, that is part of Mishkan, part of Beis HaMikdash, that's part of the Chovas HaTzibur. You know, if that's true, Loshon Yachid, Loshon Rabim, you know what, if I were emphasizing the role of the Aron in Shmiras HaLuchos, then you know what, I would use the plural. And if I was emphasizing the role of the Zahav as part of Mishkan Beis HaMikdash, the Chovas HaTzibur, then no doubt we would use the singular. Take a look in the beginning of Parshas Truma when the Torah describes the mitzvah of Aron.
So
Remember, Rosh Weiss pointed out the following: Va'asu Aram, Va'asu Blashen Rabin, Va'asu Lekolechad Ve'efad, Atzei Shitin, Atzei Shitin. Build an Aron, and what is this Aron made out of? Wood. Va'asu. That's the Kolechad Ve'efad. Yavukum Yasku Baron. And then the pasuk continues: V'tzipisa Oso Zahav. But don't forget, overlay it with gold. V'tzipisa is Lashon Yafeh. Va'asu. Vitzipisa. Astir in the Pasuk. No? Va'asu Vitzipisa. No, incredibly Maduyak. No? Va'asu Aron Atzei Shitin. V'chiyu Aron of Moshe Rabbeinu. To preserve the Luchos, the Doros, the Shmira Satora. That is Yavu Kulam V'yasku Ba'aron. The role of the Zav, that's Petoras Klei HaMikdash. And that, L'chore, is why the Pasuk shifts from Lashon Yabin to Lashon Yafeh to emphasize, right, that element of the Aron, the two halachos that you find of the Aron Hashem. V'asu Aron, right, the Lashon Rabim, and then the Tzipisa, the Lashon Yafeh, also Zav. The role of Mishkan, the role of Oda, that's a Chovas HaTzibur. The primacy of the Torah Hashem, and to see to it that, that is carried through throughout the millennia, that is a Chovas HaYachid. And that's what the Midrash Rabbah writes. When it comes to Aron, everyone must find their share in the Torah Hashem. You know that there are other kavim as well that had badim. There were badim to the Shulchan, badim to the Mizbeach, but there's uniqueness of the Badei HaAron. Only regarding the Badei HaAron, that's what the Torah tells us, Lo Yosru Imenu. The Badei HaAron are inseparable. There, they can never be removed. The Aron, the Badei Aron, both are considered to be that which is critical. The Midrash Rabbah points out because that represents, right, the multiple approach to the Torah Hashem. That those are who mostly directly involved in immersing themselves in Limud HaTorah, and those who see to it that the Aron Hashem is transported and supported, the Machziki HaTorah, that relationship is inseparable. And therefore, even though the Badim were more pragmatic when it came to the other Kelim, when it comes to Aron, this is an inherent part of the Aron itself. And Lo Yosurimenu. The Aron represents that uniqueness. It is not for any purpose of Avoda, but rather it represents the very essence, the very Kedusha of the Mikdash Hashem that emanates from the supremacy, the primacy of the Torah Hashem. The Rambam tells us a fascinating historical insight. The Rambam writes in Perek Dalech Hilchos Beis HaBechira that Shlomo HaMelech, when he built the Beis HaMikdash, knew that it would not endure, it wouldn't last forever, there would come a time that is destroyed. And Shlomo HaMelech built underground chambers in order to house the Aron immediately prior to the Churban HaBayis. And the Rambam writes, and that is where the Aron is located today. That is where the Aron is found, in the Makam HaMikdash. Rostovichik pointed out that it's a fascinating historical insight, but why is it so critical lahalachim? Perek Dalet of Hilchos Beis HaBechira. And the Rav suggested because all the other kelim were necessary for avoda, but yet the Aron was the Mekadesh. The Aron contained the Torah Hashem, it contained the Luchos, that is what infused the Kedusha. And therefore the Rambam writes, one cannot argue that you have a Makam HaMikdash void of the Aron. You can have a Mikdash without a menorah, not a Mikdash without an Aron. And therefore, even in Bayis Sheni, even today, where the Rambam writes the Kedushas HaMikdash is still in existence, Kitshul Shat veKitshul Asid Lava, as the Rambam writes in Perek Vava Beis HaBefira, the Aron is in fact present. Because that, in fact, is the enduring and lasting Kedusha. The Rambam writes it's Kedusha is present, because after all, the Kedusha HaMikdash is Machmas HaShchina VaHashchina Eina B'Teila. That is something which is, in fact, enduring. The Aron is a Mekadesh. Rostovichik mentioned a beautiful parallel. The Rambam describes Kedusha Beis HaKnesses. What is the essence of Beis HaKnesses? Not simply a Makom Tefillah, or a makom of Kriya Satora, but more than that, a mikdash ma'at, and therefore the Rambam stresses the role of the Aron in the Sefer Torah in a Beis HaKnesses itself. Not just simply because at times it is necessary to utilize the Sefer Torah, but rather it replicates the role of the Aron in Mikdash, not because of Avoda, but rather it is the Mekadesh, the presence of the Torah Meshem, that creates an inherent Kedusha Sagov. When the Gemara tells us in Nidan Daflamed that before each and every one of us is born, the Malach infuses the Torah Hashem only to forget it upon birth. Why is it necessary to absorb only to forget? The answer is because that is the Mekadesh. That creates the Kedusha Yisrael. Anything that is linked to the Torah Hashem has that inherent Kedusha. That's Rav Chaim Volozhiner writes, that's why there's a difference between a lulav and sittis on the one hand, which has a lower level of kedusha, tashmishei mitzvah, as opposed to tefillin and mezuzah that has an inherent kedusha of tashmishei kedusha. Because aside from the mitzvah of hanachas tefillin, aside from the mitzvah of kriyas hamezuzah, the mezuzah, the tefillin, the parshiyos satorah, and that creates an ongoing sense of kedusha. And even after the tefillin can no longer be used, even if the mezuzah is posel, but nonetheless, its kedusha is enduring, its ta'un gniza, not true of a lulav, not true of cases of tzitzis. The Torah Hashem is a mekadesh, and that is the role of the Torah Hashem in the Beis HaMikdash. So therefore the differences, Aron as opposed to other kelim. Aron is not defined in terms of any particular avoda, but rather it represents the Torah Hashem and Hashras Hashchina. And therefore the Ramban writes an independent mitzvah. All the other kelim v'asisa, Aron v'osu Aron, a special emphasis on v'ase shitim, because irrespective of Mishkan and Beis HaMikdash, that was the tzivui to Moshe Rabbeinu. You have the privilege of being the bearers of the Torah Hashem. It's necessary to safeguard, to preserve the Kedusha HaTorah. And that is represented by the Aron Eitz. That, no doubt, is our mandate. V'osu Aron, that yavu kulam v'yasku baron k'desh yizku kul natorah. Some in the terms of its construction, and others in terms of giving the Zav, but in all seriousness, shi'ichavn l'davar. That perhaps is the hardest challenge. That every moment, every life decision, right, the mindset is toward, right, the Torah Hashem, just as Kriya Shema, right, bookends. Kabbalah Samalchu Shemayim, the primacy of the Torah Hashem, these are not windows of observance, but rather, this is what fills our day, V'osu Aron, to see to it that the Aron Hashem is carried throughout the millennia, whether in fact we're zochet to having a Beis HaMikdash, or the Rambam writes, even Bisman Hazeh, that we don't, but the Kedusha, no doubt, is still present. That is our challenge, that is our privilege, that is our mandate. That Yavu Kulam V'yasku Ba'aron, Kidei Shiyizku Kulam Matar.